folks, welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show. In October of 2019, C-SPAN aired, and they have it on video, that shows Fauci plotting to blow up the vaccine system. Again, this is October of 2019. There is a smoking gun video, folks. But I have way more than that. I also have horrible Department of Defense vaccine numbers that have been exposed, and 2.5 million reported incidences of adverse effects from the COVID vaccine from the VAERS system that is affecting 570,000 people. And that is the best case scenario. Any one of those things I just said could be a massive headline. I'm going to give it all to you in this video. I had to decide which headline to go with. And there's never a right choice. I could make... it's just amazing. Folks, if you have been watching my videos, if you just look at the titles of my videos and just go back, especially the last 2 weeks, but even farther, I even look at it and think, my gosh, it looks like I'm making these things up. It looks like you would never believe these things to be true. I understand. The thing is this is all true. And what I'm about to show you, all those things I just said, you know, the Dr. Fauci plot being exposed, the Defense Department being exposed, some of the numbers, the VAERS 2.5 million reported adverse effects to COVID-19, okay? All of those are not from me. They're not even from conspiracy theorists, although the media will try to act like it. This is from, they're all from the government. These are all governmental people giving you this information. It's the government saying these things. And here's the thing. This is all best case scenario. That's with the government covering everything up, trying to make things not get reported and not reporting everything. And this is still what we're finding out. All these things, Fauci, what I'm about to show you, is a government employee. It's from him, his own mouth, and the people he's on the panel with. First, let's get to that right away. Let's get to the Dr. Fauci being exposed in October of 2019. These guys were plotting to blow up the whole vaccine system. It seems at first, you know, they wanted to do it because so many people don't get the flu vaccine. I don't even know. It doesn't even matter what their motives are. Just think of the timing of this. October 2019, and they're talking about how they have this new, the mRNA technology, but it's going to take way too long for us to be able to do this. I mean, and Fauci complains that it will take 10 years, and he's upset about it. And what they're plotting here, what we need to do is blow the whole system up with something scary. Something that's scary that will allow us to blow the whole system up and get around the normal parameters that you have to go through for a vaccine. Now, why are they so upset about the 10-year period of the mRNA technology? Under normal circumstances, it would take like 10 years for them to get approved, because they know it would never actually get approved. You wouldn't be upset about that if you thought, well, this is superior technology. This is so awesome. This is so great. If you really thought that, you wouldn't. You'd just be, let's get this done. Let's go through every parameter we can because this is superior stuff. The only reason why you'd be upset that you have to go through these checks and balances is if you think, well, it'll never actually survive the checks and balances. That's when you'd be upset and plot to blow the whole system up. Watch, this is from InfoWars, who first broke this that I'm aware of. I don't know of anyone else breaking it. Alex Jones starts out real briefly, but you're going to see the video of Fauci. Here we go.
Here is the smoking gun video from C-SPAN.
Why don't we blow the system up? I mean, obviously, we can't just turn off the spigot on the system we have and then say, hey, everyone in the world should get this new vaccine we haven't given to anyone yet. But there must be some way that we grow vaccines mostly in eggs the way we did in 1947.
In order to make the transition from getting out of the tried and true egg growing, which we know gives us results that can be, you know, beneficial. I mean, we've done well with that, to something that has to be much better. You have to prove that this works. And then you've got to go through all of the clinical trials, phase ones, phase twos, phase three, and then show that this particular product is going to be good over a period of years. That alone, if it works perfectly, is going to take a decade.
There might be a need or even an urgent call for an entity of excitement out there that's completely disruptive, that's not beholden to bureaucratic strings and processes.
So we really do have a problem of how the world perceives influenza, and it's going to be very difficult to change that unless you do it from within and say, I don't care what your perception is, we're going to address the problem in a disruptive way and in an iterative way, because you do need both.
But it is not too crazy to think that an outbreak of a novel avian virus could occur in China somewhere. We could get the RNA sequence from that, beam it to a number of regional centers, if not local, if not even in your home at some point, and print those vaccines on a patch and self-administer.
There you go. Folks, I don't need, I was thinking, should I replay that video and break it down? Well, you can replay it as much as you want and share it with people. I don't have to add anything to it. I don't have to explain anything. Anyone with a half a brain knows exactly what they're talking about here is basically played out. Obviously, some things change a little bit, but this is 2019, October of 2019. So basically, almost exactly 3 years ago. And then when you add in everything else that you know about Dr. Fauci being the one who was funding the research in the Wuhan lab, Fauci is behind everything. Anything you trace anything back of COVID-19, the research in the Wuhan lab, or anything that's involved in any area, guess whose name always comes up? Dr. Fauci. This was Dr. Fauci's baby from the very beginning and always has been. And I don't have to convince anyone that that's true. You all know it's true. Only a liar would say that I am lying. And that's what I'm saying. When I title these things, I'm thinking, holy cow, I'm just trying to put things into perspective of what just happened. And I look back at the titles of my videos, I'm thinking, people are not going to believe. They're going to think that I am just throwing out conspiracy theories. These are not conspiracy theories. Did I just show you a conspiracy theory? Some will say it is, but it's them saying it. I'm not creating a fake conspiracy, telling you something about it I heard from some guy. I just played you what they said from their own mouths. Now let's find out what other government sources have been saying. Now that you know this has always been Dr. Fauci, Dr. Fauci is an evil, 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 evil man. One of the most evil men to ever walk the face of the earth. That's what he should have to live with. He's a disgrace. The very fact that the media loves him so much tells you everything. They only love evil people. Who do they love that's actually good? They hate good people. So that tells you all you need to know. If the media loves you and thinks you're awesome, then you know you're not a good person. If the media hates you, you must be a pretty good person. That's how it is. All right. When we're talking about politics, especially, once in a great while, they'll throw out like a murderous monster and condemn that person who murdered like five people or something. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about in the political realm. All right. Stu Peters. They were talking about the horrible Defense Department, or Department of Defense, I should say, vaccine numbers that got exposed, that they have come across again. I don't even need to set any of this up. This is not me. This is your own government. It's just being exposed. These are not conspiracy theories. These are things being revealed, and you need to take account.
Thomas Renz is an attorney in Ohio. Now, last Friday, he announced his discovery of several files that were compiled by the Department of Defense. These documents show exactly what we'd expect. They show that of those over 65 years old who've been hospitalized with COVID-19, 60% of them were fully vaccinated. Remember, that's fully vaccinated. If they'd only had one dose, then stopped because of a bad reaction, or if they'd received two doses but less than 14 days had passed, then they don't count in that 60%. By the way, we checked the source of these documents ourselves, and there's updated more recent numbers where the figure's even higher. And previously vaccinated people are more than 70% of COVID cases for those over 65. So these same DOD documents reveal that a prior COVID-19 infection provides much better protection against a breakthrough case, and in particular, a breakthrough hospitalization, than a vaccine does. In other words, natural herd immunity is more robust than these shots. Attorney Renz joins us now. Thomas, thank you so much for being here. So, complete vindication.
Hey, we got him. We've got him. You know, this this DOD document backs up everything my whistleblower's been saying. The Saturday before, we had the whistleblower presentation at Clay Clark's event, and it showed, and Stu, I want you to hear this, 48,000, almost 48,000 deaths in CMS patients within 14 days of getting the jab. And you know what that means. That means none of them were counted as vaccine deaths. None of them, because it was, you're not fully vaccinated. So you've got 48,000 people dead that are going into this and not being counted as vaccine deaths. 48,000. It's not safe. The DOD document shows 60% of the hospitalizations are fully vaccinated. 70 plus percent of breakthrough cases are in fully vaccinated and CMS people. These people, Fauci, Biden, when they stand there and they say it's safe and effective, they're lying through their teeth. My first presentation showed it's not safe. The second document shows it's not effective. It's their numbers, their data. We got them.
Hold on. He's 100% right about this, especially the safe and effective, too. They even admit it's not effective. They tell you, well, you can get the vaccine, but it doesn't protect you from the variant. And you can also get COVID-19 again. And you should wear a mask. And you should always wear a mask, whether you're vaccinated or not. So they're saying the vaccine's not effective. It doesn't do what we tell you it's doing. They admit that. But then they say everyone has to get vaccinated because it's safe and effective and it works. And so therefore, if it's safe and effective and it works, how come all these employers, especially big ones, let's just take, I don't know, Walmart, and Walmart is going to be forcing, just like everybody else, their employees to get vaccinated. And most of their employees probably already have been vaccinated, yet they're all mandated to wear masks. So which is it, Walmart? If they're vaccinated, why do they need to wear masks? But they have to wear masks to show that they are slaves to the one world government system. And they have to get vaccinated, even though it's not safe and it's not effective. That's a fact. Because they want you to be a slave to the government system and show that you're a slave. That's all it is. Power and control. Well, that's not all there is. There can be awful ulterior motives. But then I have to ponder and guess what those are. I have my ideas. I have guessed about it, but I can't say for sure what all the ulterior motives are. I think there's multiple. I want to play a little more of what Attorney Thomas Renz was saying on the Stu Peters Show.
Question is now, how much longer are we, the American people, going to tolerate them murdering us and forcing us to take this vaccine, despite the fact that it's not safe and not effective? P.S. I don't know if you saw this. Walensky, she just admitted that the vaccines do not prevent transmission. Outright admitted it. Why are we taking an experimental vaccine that doesn't vaccinate you?
Not only why are we taking it, but we're, other than honorably discharging United States soldiers, brave young men and women from the military, firing them, putting them in the brig, potentially arresting them, court-martialing these people if they don't follow this order.
It's a great way to purge good people out of positions, especially in the military or police officers, especially anywhere in the government for sure, so that they know that they have the slave mentality people who will do any evil at a command. They command you to destroy the Constitution, burn it to the ground, because they do with they did with the lockdowns. And they want to know, we can't have any good people stand up. We can't have FBI agents, let's say, that are good, stand up against our evil orders. If we tell them to persecute Christians and Trump supporters, they better go out there and persecute them. You know what would be a great way to ensure that we have people that will do that in the FBI? How about you mandate that everyone in the FBI has to get a vaccine? And then you'll know that the good Christian FBI agents or Trump supporter agents that are informed and don't want to do it will either be forced to resign, or we can penalize them, but they will be made examples of. And then we're left with people who will do the evil things we want them to do. That's a huge bonus for them. Huge bonus. Again, it sounds like a conspiracy theory, but am I making it up? Are they not saying that they're going to fire people or punish them or financially fine them or their employer if they don't force medical decisions on their employees? I'm not making that up. They're open about it. You would think that this is communist China and that I'm a conspiracy theorist, except for everyone knows what I'm saying is 100% true, and they're walking around acting like America's the same. It hasn't fallen. It hasn't been overthrown by a stolen election and communists are running it. That hasn't happened. Ben, shut up. Everything's the same. I still go to work. I go outside. The sun is shining. The sun is shining, and I heard a bird sing. Therefore, America is just like it always was, and it's not going to fall, and nothing's ever going to happen. That's someone who wants to put their head in the sand and not deal with reality. That's what that is. And I know there's a huge chunk of people. In fact, it's not a huge chunk. It's by far the vast majority. I would say 75% of Americans want that attitude. And I understand this. Just leave me alone, because I want to be left alone too. Just leave me alone. I just want to live my life. I get it. But the reality is they're not leaving you alone. Not me. It's not me. They, the government and the communists, the Biden administration, are not leaving you alone, and they're not going to ever leave you alone. And the more you ignore them not leaving you alone, the more they're going to even get more tyrannical, because they realize we can get away with this. That means we can get away with this. That means we can get away with this. That's why it's ridiculous to stick your head in the sand and just say everything's I'm just going to pretend everything's the same. I understand needing escapes. You can't do this 24/7 because it will drive you insane. I understand that. I'm not talking about people who do an escape. I have to get an escape or I'll go crazy because this is so awful. But I'm talking about the people that pretend that when I say America has been overthrown, when its elections were overthrown, and they are forcing communist tactics and it destroyed the Constitution and are burning it, it's like it doesn't exist in America right now. When I say that to someone and they act like I'm wrong or, oh, I don't want to even hear it, that's the person I'm talking about who's just burying their head in the sand. Now I've got more for you. How about this? Again, this I could have led with this if I wanted to. This all comes on the same day. All three of these giant headlines basically are on the same day. That's why it was a hard for me to pick each one. So I said, I just gotta cover them all. 2.5 million reported instances of adverse effects from COVID vaccine from the VAERS system. That's the self-reporting system. Do you know that that is by far the best case scenario? 2.5 million. That's not individuals. Lots of people are having multiple adverse effects from the vaccine. The individuals are 570,000 people. And out of that 570,000 people, you have 2.5 million adverse effects going on in the self-report system that most people don't report to. So what we're saying here, not only is this the best case scenario numbers, the 570,000 people being affected negatively by the vaccine, it is a fraction of the reality. And this doesn't count the people that are 3 months out and then having adverse effects, or 4 months out, 5 months out. It does not even count. This is stuff of where they're tracing it to very close, I believe, within 2 weeks of the vaccine, I think. I mean, there's parameters. I'm not 100% sure how they do it. But so they've got the numbers lowered by that because they don't even count someone 3 months later, which is ridiculous. Secondly, how many people report? Let's be kind and say 10% of people with adverse effects go to the VAERS system and self-report it. And I'm being kind. If 10% do, then the 570,000 is only 10% of what actually has occurred in America. You can do the math. You know that means that's more than 5 million. So I don't know if it's 10% reporting. So that's why I don't want to throw that number out there, 5 million, because I don't know. But there are guaranteed millions, I can say that for sure, of people with adverse effects from the vaccine, and you don't know about it. When you see 570,000 from the VAERS self-reporting system, then you know the number is immensely bigger. It has to at least be double. That's being kind. I know it's more than double that. Again, common sense tells you how many people report. How many people are calling up the VAERS system and self-reporting? All right. You think I'm making it up, so let me play Steve Bannon from the War Room.
I want to go to Sophie Mann now, one of the great correspondents of John Solomon's Just the News. You've got a piece up, Sophie, from the great Cheryl Atkinson, I think one of the best investigative reporters out there, formerly of CBS, that talks about, explain this to me, let's get this up. There's 500,000 incidences around this vaccine. She's done some analysis of the reports. I think there's also a number of deaths. Walk us through, we just want to deal with facts. Because I'm not an anti-vaxxer. So,
no, of course not. So what, as you say, the incomparable Cheryl Atkinson has done here is really sort of compile a list of all of the adverse effects that we've seen come from this vaccine that, as we know, have sort of been relatively underreported and certainly underemphasized by a number of government agencies. So you mentioned the number 500,000. That number is actually closer to 570,000. And that is the number of reports that have been compiled by a little known government agency called the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. So it's been 570,000 instances, which is to say complaints of adverse effects. That means if 570,000 Americans who have received this vaccine, there has been some type of adverse symptom to come from it. And that could be, you know, a unique heart event. It could be anything from a minor symptom like a sort of a rash by the injection site to heart palpitations or deep vein thrombosis, which of course can cause heart attacks and much more serious symptoms. But even that number, 570,000, doesn't quite account for the full story. That's just the number of reports, the number of actual symptoms that have been reported, because multiple symptoms can take place in an individual, is closer to 2.5 million. So this is, you know, while still relatively rare, of course, to experience any type of significant, significantly dangerous sort of vaccine symptoms, sort of vaccine side effects.
I'll stop right. It there. She says it's rare. It is not rare. I know multiple people. And there's no way, and there's a lot of people that I know haven't even gotten the vaccine, so I only know a few people that have gotten the vaccine. How is that possible? It can't be rare. I know that you out there know people that have had adverse reactions to it. Now, how do I know that? Because it's happening in massive numbers. That's how I know. You know, I've said that multiple times. I've never gotten anyone to like send me an email saying, I don't know a single person, Ben. I don't know what you're talking about. And you have to factor in that a lot of these vaccines have placebos that they're not telling you about, which we've exposed on this program, that they have to be doing placebos. It's an experimental vaccine. They always do placebos. What are the percentage of placebos? Meaning many people who think they've gotten the vaccine actually didn't get the vaccine. They got just basically sugar water. Because they have to, when they're doing experimental things, in any medical situation, there are always placebos. And I played a whole bunch of stories and news clips and articles and news reports on people receiving placebos, but they were saying by accident they received these placebos. Yeah, right. It's not by accident. People are getting placebos as well. Folks, the numbers that are real, I can never give you because they screw everything up on purpose so that it's impossible for me to give you the real numbers. We'll never be able to give you the real numbers. All I know is we can tell you this is the best case scenario numbers and it's probably way worse, or this is overinflated numbers like they've done with people with COVID-19 cases and the number is way lower. I can do that and know for sure that I'm right. Look, we're living in a time where you would think you couldn't nail down one person who's the most responsible for all of this, but you can, and I played him at the beginning. Fauci. Fauci's hand and fingerprints are on every aspect of everything, on every aspect of the vaccine, on every aspect of... So anybody that's suffered under this, it's all Fauci. Fauci's fingerprints are all over the Wuhan lab in China. He funded it. Fauci's fingerprints are on every single thing. But he's not doing it at his own accord. He's doing it because there are others who want him to do it. And we all know that's true. It just shows that Fauci's an evil man. That's all it shows. I love you guys. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. Go to thenewamerican.com. Don't forget to do that. Thenewamerican.com. See ya! Folks, for over 60 years, the John Birch Society has been standing for our constitutional rights. They want to limit and counter big government and its agenda. You need to go and check out the John Birch Society at jbs.org. Go check it out now.